In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh yes, Christmas is coming. And you know what? I know that everyone is not happy. I know that there are people who spent Christmas with a father or a mother who drank. One person told me the father came into the living room where the Christmas tree was and he pulled it down. Oh yes, Christmas is coming. But let me tell you, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, because you are his and he is yours. Don't be afraid anymore. Don't be discouraged anymore, for you belong to him and he belongs to you. It was on the cross that he took us. It was on the cross that he forgave us. It was on the cross that he showed his ultimate love for us, for you, for me, for us. I'm looking at Isaiah 43. But now, not tomorrow, now, right this second, thus says the Lord, he who created you, do you know that you were created by love and for love? Do you know? You're not a person that doesn't know, but you were created by love and for love. You're not a mistake. No, there are no mistakes. There are no mistakes, and yet people say, I was a mistake. They didn't plan to have me. I tell you, there are no mistakes. God says, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. I have plans for you. But now, thus says the Lord who created you. Again, we were created by love, and we were created for love. He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear. Do not fear. Why? For I have redeemed you. I've brought you back. Do not fear. Do not be discouraged. For I have bought you back. I have bought you through the blood of my cross. I have called you by name. Oh, I love it. You know, we live in an age where they don't call us by name anymore. What's your social security number? What's the last four digits of your social security? Oh, yes, it's all about numbers. When Jesus saw Bartimaeus, he said, Bartimaeus, I'm going to have dinner in your house. He didn't call him by numbers. You are not a number to God. You are God's child through the blood of Jesus. You are God's son through the blood of Jesus. You are God's daughter through the blood of Jesus. Do you know that today? That you were formed by love and for love. That you have been redeemed, and he calls you by name. Oh yes, he called you by name, not by number, not by your job. He called you by name. Don't be afraid today. Don't be discouraged today. Discouraged means to take heart out of. Maybe Christmas is a hard season for you, but Isaiah 43 tells us, I have called you by name. You are mine. You belong to Jesus. You are his, and he is yours. Do you know that today? That's the reality, that he is yours, and you are his. I have called you by name. You are mine. Do you know that you belong to Jesus today? That's what happened on the cross. Oh, yes, the baby in Bethlehem came to die. He is the only child born to die. Why? for our sins. You shall call his name Jesus, because he shall save his people from their sins. Do you understand that today? That he has called you by name, John, Frank, Elizabeth, Mary, Lynn. He's called you by name. You are his, and he is yours. The next scripture from verse 2, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. I tell you, not if you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the waters of sorrow, the waters of grief, the waters of torment. Oh, he doesn't want you to be tormented today. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you go through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. I remember the story of the three missionaries going into South America to celebrate Mass, and they had to cross a river. And when they crossed the river, they were in quicksand, and they were dying. But you know what? The next second, they're on the ground. God did that to these three missionaries. And when they meet together, they say, did it really happen? Did it really happen? Of course it happened. We're still alive. We were in quicksand. And the next moment, we were on the ground. Do you know that God has a plan for you today? When you go through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. You shall not be overwhelmed. You have been redeemed. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. The Lord says, wherever you go, I will be with you. And not only with you, if we're Christians, I am in you. Oh yes, the Blessed Trinity is in us. When you pass through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. I tell you, the fire of the economy that I don't have any money, the fire of people making fun of me, the fire of anything that burns you, not necessarily the literal fire, but the fire of not love, but the fire of hate. When you walk through the fire of hate, you shall not be burned. Hallelujah. Why? Because I created you and I formed you for myself. I redeemed you and I called you by name. You are mine. Oh yes. Oh yes. And the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Oh, yes. We did not need a philosopher born in Bethlehem. We did not need a teacher. We needed a Savior. Why? Because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And this Savior was going to die on a cross, and we would become his, and he would become ours. Oh, yes. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Saba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my sight. Do you know that today? You are precious in the sight of God. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. You are precious in the sight of God today. Oh, I love the glance of Jesus. That glance that does everything, fills you with love, fills you with peace, fills you with forgiveness. Oh yes, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. Oh yes, isn't that wonderful? I love you. Jesus says, I love you. Have you told him today, Jesus, I love you? I have a woman who calls me. She now is on machines, but she wanted me to pray with her. And I pray this way, and she repeats, Jesus, I love you, and she repeats it. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I want you. Jesus, be my Lord. Jesus, be my Savior. Jesus, set me free. Jesus, you call me by name. You are called by name. Oh, yes, maybe teachers called you bad names, stupid. You're not like your brother. But God says, I call you by name. And I am honored, and I love you. I love you. This is from the heart of God. I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear. I am with you. Do not fear. I am in you. Do not fear. I call you by name. Do not fear. You're not a mistake. Do not fear. Do not be discouraged. I breathe my spirit into you so that you will not be discouraged anymore. How much he loves us. I have loved you with an everlasting love, and you are mine. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east. From the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, Christian, whom I created for my glory. That's what you were created for. You said, I wonder why I was created. For the glory of God. You were created for the glory of God. That's what it says. Whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Bring forth the people who are blind yet have eyes. Well, you have eyes, but you're not blind because you see Jesus. Bring out people who are blind yet have eyes, and who are deaf yet have ears. Let all the nations gather together, and let the peoples assemble. Who among them declared this and foretold to us the former things? Let them bring their witnesses to justify them. Oh, yes. Are you witnessing to Jesus? This is Christmas. They don't even say Merry Christmas anymore. They say Happy Holidays. And you want to know where a holiday comes from? Holy Day. Oh, yes. Not only Merry Christmas, but don't be afraid. Don't be afraid any longer. Don't be discouraged. I formed you. I called you by name. Oh, yes, you will pass through the waters, and I will be with you. You will go through the rivers, and they shall not overwhelm you. You will go through the fires, and you shall not be burned. Oh, yes, this is what he promises. You are my witnesses, says the Lord. Yes, he doesn't want to be witnessed by the devil, though the devil knows who he is. He wants to be witnessed by you and by me. That's what he wants to be witnessed by. You are my servant whom I have chosen. You've been chosen by the Lord. Not only have you been named by the Lord, but you've been chosen by the Lord. He chooses you. He chooses you. He chooses you and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Do you believe him? Do you believe him when he tells you, I created you out of love? Do you believe him when he says, Do not fear, I have redeemed you. Do not be discouraged, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Do you believe that? I believe it. I'm not saying, do you feel it? I'm saying, do you believe it? Yes, you are his, and he is yours. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. That's real. We needed a Savior to be born in Bethlehem, because we cannot save ourselves from our sins. No matter what we do, we cannot save ourselves from our sins. Oh, thank God for the confessional, where people can come and unload on Jesus. As Catherine of Siena said when she went to confession, I go under the blood. I go under the blood. Do you know that today? Do you know that you go under the blood when you go to confession? Do you know that today? Hallelujah. I am God. One second. I declared and saved and proclaimed when there was no strange God among you, and you are my witnesses, says the Lord. Again, you are the witness to Jesus. Me too. Oh, yes. Christmas is all about Jesus. It's not about trees. It's not about gifts. It's not about malls. It's not about being online. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus who loves us. I am God, and henceforth I am He. Very interesting. You know God's name, Yahweh, I am who am. He is not I was who was. He is not I will be who I will be. I am who I am. He is in the present, and we call upon His name in the presence. There is no one who can deliver from my hand. It tells us in the 10th chapter of John that no one can deliver us from the hand of the shepherd. I tell you, the nail marks of the shepherd are real. They are the glorified nail marks. Don't be afraid today. Don't be discouraged today. I deliver. No one can deliver me. No one can deliver from my hand. I work, and who can hinder it? No one can deliver from the hand of the Lord. Nothing that happens to me must go through the hands of Jesus. Whatever happens to me first must go through the hands of Jesus. Do you know that today? I am looking at Isaiah 7, verse 10 to 14. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the netherworld and high as the sky. But Ahaz answered, I will not ask. I will not tempt the Lord. Then Isaiah said, listen, O house of David, is it not enough for you to weary men? Must you also weary my God? Therefore the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son. Oh yes, the angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. She said, let it be done unto me according to your word. Do you know that Eve said no? She said no to God. I'll do what I want. I'll eat of that fruit. And Mary undid what Eve did by saying, yes, let it be done unto me according to your word. Oh, yes, what about you? Are you his, and is he yours? Let people know it. that you belong to the Lord and you are called to be holy. The only thing about holiness is it can't be taught. It's got to be caught from Jesus. You cannot teach holiness, but you can catch it as you are with Jesus. Hallelujah. Matthew 1:18-24. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother, Mary, was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention, when behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary for your wife into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. The only words that we hear from Joseph in the temple, his name is Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins on the cross through his blood. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. Joseph is the man of faith. Joseph is the man of faith. He believes that whatever is told him will happen. He did not divorce Mary. Therefore, Jesus becomes the foster son of Joseph. Do you know that today? Do you know that you have been bought with the price of the blood of Jesus? Do you know that you're a son? You're a daughter? Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Don't be discouraged. I am with you. I have formed you for myself. You are mine. I call you by name. Hallelujah. By name I have called you, not by number, but by name. You are mine, and I am yours. You know, ever since I was a little child, I was drawn to Jesus. I was drawn to Jesus. Ever since I was a little child, it's the grace of God. It's the grace of God. People said, what about your parents? I said, well, they started to go to church after I was ordained. So I didn't get it from my parents. I got it from the Holy Spirit. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Mary said yes. Are you saying yes to Jesus today? Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, pitched his tent among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Oh yes, Christmas is all about Jesus. Jesus, who was born as the Savior of the Virgin Mary. Hallelujah. It's not about trees. It's not about gifts. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus, who leapt from heaven into the womb of the Virgin Mary and was brought forth in Bethlehem. Oh yes, he is your Savior. He is your Lord. He is yours, and you are his. May his name be praised, Jesus, forever and ever. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.